Right, is that everybody?
Yes, I think so, Gerald. yes, that's the lot.
Good. Close the door, someone, please. Farleone, is it? Right, let's make a start, shall we? Now, this is going to be a long, tiresome session, but quite vital. Now, I don't need to remind any of you that you're all bound by the Official Secrets Act. Whatever we say in this room stays in this room. Is that clearly understood? Good. Now, the matter in hand is the new Siren Mark V. Now, I have the test starter here. The government people were very prompt this time. Nothing like a change in Whitehall to polish the official channels.
Farley, sit down.
What was that?
Farley, what do you think you're... No!
Farley! Farley, stop him!
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
The Cuckoo.
Het jy al besluit vir wie in die komende verkiesing gaan stem? Ek is Pieter Mulder, VF Plus leier. As christelike waardes vir jou belangrik is, as jy behoud van Afrikaans en die ander Afrikaanse tale vir jou belangrik is, as jy wil opstaan teen misdaad, deur die skerpioene terug te bring, en as vir jou belangrik is dat daar nie verder die regstellende aksie teen jou en jou kinders gediskrimineer word nie, stem dan vir die VF Plus, wat nie net praat nie, maar ook doen. Stem hierdie verkiesing, beslis VF Plus.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometers from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Yes. You see, they haven't quite managed to...
Still got blood on the floor. Must have been standing up here, then, behind this long ping-pong table thing.
The boardroom table.
Oh, yeah? So, we're standing up here, right?
According to all the witnesses, yes. Addressing the board. Lord Beckenham was chairman of the board of Fleetwood McKinley's.
I know that much. Give me credit for something. And then this bloke ups, whips out a gun and shoots him. Well, why didn't someone stop him?
They were all stunned. It was an impossible thing to do.
Scared out of their heads, most likely. Man with a gun. They knew him too, didn't they?
Yes. Farley was a member of the board. Had been for 3 years.
Was? Because he shot himself after he'd done in Lord Alger, father. That would have been over here, right?
Quite right. How on earth did you know that?
They haven't cleaned all the blood off the floor here, either.
Yeah.
Right. Why us, Viv, old love? Why the old firm and not Scotland Yard?
Better put up one of those chairs.
Yeah, well, I'm not likely to keel over with a shock, am I?
It might take a while.
Oh.
This is Fleetwood McKinley's.
I read it over the gate when we drove in.
And as such, they're responsible for most of our top-secret engineering. In fact, they're busy on a project at the moment. A vital project. Air defense. Ground-to-air missiles. It's called Siren V.
You mean he was bumped off to scupper our war effort?
We can't overlook that possibility.
And Farley, what do we know about him?
Absolutely nothing. That's why you're here, old boy.
Look, Aunt Taylor, take me.
I'm... I'm perfectly aware of that. If Lord Beckenham was killed by a foreign agent or a saboteur, then we'd rather like to know. Find out all about Farley, Adam, all about him. If there's nothing sinister there, then I'll be a very surprised man.
You don't think it was just because he didn't like his boss?
Oh, great heavens. Hundreds of people, thousands in this country, don't get along with their superiors. I mean, you and I don't always see eye to eye, do we? But you'd no more put a bullet between my eyes than a... Adam, why are you looking at me like that?
Thinking.
Oh. Well, then, let's set up some sort of campaign for you, shall we? Might as well start right here at Fleetwood McKinley. Try and avoid attracting too much attention. The public's been told that Lord Beckenham died of a heart attack. I want them to keep on believing that. The board's been very understanding about that.
Find out their minds that they're going to be the next, I suppose. What did he do?
He was chairman of the board, I told you.
Not the Lord. Farley. What was he?
Director, I'm not quite sure what of.
Access to top secrets?
Of course. The whole board was cleared to D6.
Then he'd been investigated before.
I expect so, but that doesn't clear him, Adam. You know very well it doesn't. Oh, for goodness sake, the number of men cleared to the very top secrets who have turned out to be on the other side are legion. You know that as well as I do.
All right, calm down. Are you going to give me some sort of cover in this place?
I hardly think you'll need it. You aren't going to run around in the open. Ask questions, but ask them discreetly. And you take the whole board into your confidence. They witnessed the killing, after all.
Anything else?
No, I don't...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought the room was empty.
Oh, that's quite all right. We were on our way. Come on in, my dear.
And now you're in. Close the door.
I beg your pardon?
The door. Close it. Now, come here.
Who are you?
More to the point, who are you? This room's been closed off by the police. There should have been a guard on the door.
There was.
Yes. Who are you, young lady?
Melanie Willis. I was Mr. Farley's secretary. I have the necessary credentials to enter the boardroom. Your guard looked at them.
Yeah, I'll bet he did.
Adam.
Farley's secretary. Right, there, old son. You can pop along now, if you like.
What?
You said you'd finished. This is where I take over.
Yes, of course.
And what better place to begin than Farley's secretary? She wasn't tall, a bit under 5'6", but the 7 and a bit stones was put together in a fascinating way. Hard to take your eyes off. Even Viv walked out backwards. But he hadn't done that since he got his MBE.
You're from the police, I take it. I think you're very rude.
Maybe. What'd you come here for?
To look for something. Something that belonged to Mr. Farley.
The room's been cleared. You know what happened?
Yes. I was here.
You were here?
Yes.
I thought it was only the board.
And the stenographer. I take the fastest shorthand in the works. I always acted as secretary in the boardroom when they were discussing secret matters. Lord Beckenham didn't trust tape recorders, and I have security clearance. Does that answer your questions?
All except one.
Oh?
What are you looking for?
Oh, silly little thing. A silver pencil. I think Mr. Farley's wife would want to have it.
Yeah, I remember. It's in that box, the one marked Farley.
Can I have it, please?
After it's been to the labs. I'll have it sent over.
Good. Then I won't waste any more of your obviously valuable time.
You got very nice hair.
What?
Your hair, nice, clean and soft. You take good care of it. I like that.
I really don't see what...
You got a canteen in this place?
Yes, there's the one that...
Food good?
All right, it's not...
Come on then. I'll buy you some lunch.
You are a very surprising person.
Yeah?
Well, you were so rude, so brutal, and then so very...
Nice?
You've also got a rather nasty sense of humour.
I do my job.
But you aren't a bit like a policeman. You aren't a policeman, are you? They wouldn't trust something as big as this to Scotland Yard. You're from Whitehall, probably DI6.
And you're a touch too bright for your own good.
I see. And I won't ask any more questions. How's the food?
Not bad. What are you going to do now?
Now that Mr. Farley's dead. Oh, I don't know. They've offered me another director, but I don't think I'll stay with Fleetwood. I like to choose the man I work for.
You liked Farley?
Yes, I liked Mr. Farley.
Any idea why he...
If I told you that I couldn't have been more shocked. If the Russians had dropped a bomb on London, it was a nightmare.
Did he say anything before the meeting? Seemed different in any way?
No. I've been thinking about that. There was nothing to show that he could have had that sort of breakdown.
Hmm. You think it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, then? A sort of brainstorm?
Oh, yes. It had to be. There's no other explanation.
Then what was he doing with a loaded pistol in his pocket?
Very nice.
Daffer, was that you?
Yeah.
Being a bit noisy, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. You mind?
Well, I'd rather you didn't fire that thing, unless you have to, of course. In anger, I mean.
If I don't practice, I won't be any good, will I?
No, I expect not. You've finished practicing, have you?
Yeah, for the time being.
Good, then we have something to discuss.
Another job?
Yes. The last one was so good, I thought we might strike while the iron was hot, as it were.
You got him picked out?
Hmm. This man. Yes, fortune has rather dumped him in our laps. The opportunity is a little too good to miss, I think.
Him?
The very man. Yes, they should pay well for him.
Blimey, when I put the old cat among the pigeons, killing this one.
Sir Archibald Parkinson.
They'll love it. Sir Archibald Bleeding Parkinson.
Think about it, Sir Archibald Parkinson.
Not nice.
A disaster, a crushing disaster. The head of the Coordinating Defence Council, chairman of the Weapons Training Board, the most famous brain in England...
And he's dead.
...as last week's mutton. Look at it, my telephone. Almost melted in my hand.
Devilish on the line.
Not to mention the minister and the permanent undersecretary for defence, not to mention...
Tea been up yet?
Tea? At a time like this? What's the time?
Nearly four.
Hmm. You're right. Where is the tea?
I'll go and look.
No, you won't. You'll stay right where you are. Adam, it's been 3 months, 3 whole months since Beckenham was killed. You found nothing about Farley, absolutely nothing that might tell us why he did it. Now the same thing happens to another man. Shot and killed in a top-level meeting by a member of his staff who neatly commits suicide seconds after the act. There is a link. There has to be.
I'll go along with that. Who did it this time?
A youngster called McIntyre. Brilliant. Senior maths tutor at New College. In line for the chair of binary maths, as a matter of fact.
What?
Binary maths.
Hmm. You got anything on him?
Very little as yet. You'll have to go down there and investigate, of course.
You're not coming this time?
I'll be here, right here, making excuses into the telephone. I do hate that instrument.
Where?
What?
Where do I go?
Cambridge, of course. You contact his secretary.
Parkinson's?
No, McIntyre's. Parkinson can't help us. He's dead, remember.
So is McIntyre.
You are being very difficult.
Sorry. His secretary, you said?
I've got the name here somewhere. Oh, yes. Miss Melanie Willis, sir. Melanie Willis. Where have I heard that name before? Adam, wasn't she the girl...
Yeah. Farley's secretary.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline Distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Wash lines for every space and need.
For the first time, there is a chance that the ANC may be defeated in various provinces. I am Peter Mulder, leader of the Freedom Front Plus. No single political party can defeat the ANC. But with a coalition of parties, including the Freedom Front Plus, this can be done. The Freedom Front Plus and the TAKES to address those matters important to you in a coalition and fight for them. This election, vote Freedom Front Plus. We really make a difference.
Some things in life are obvious and easy. If you have a business providing a good service or selling a product, you need to let people know. But how do you do that? Easy. Just tell them here on SpringbokRadio.com. Internet radio is about talking to people in their own homes. Your message becomes part of the sound they've chosen to listen to. To find out more about advertising on SpringbokRadio.com, contact Dave Dupria on Johannesburg 011-678 5176 or for outside South Africa 27-11-678 5176 or email Dave at SpringbokRadio.com.
Hello?
Melanie?
Uncle Gus.
How are you, dear?
Oh, not very well.
No, of course, very understandable. A tragedy. Poor man.
Uncle, he didn't show any signs of...
imbalance?
Yes.
Well, he was very highly strung, of course. Well, that was why I was treating him. We both knew that.
But not dangerously so.
No, a tragic mystery.
Yes, I expect so. Like the last one.
Like the last one. The mind of man is a deep, bottomless well. All we can do is to cast a little light into the gloom.
Yes.
Mel, if you feel you want to talk to anyone, well, please, we'd love to see you. Oh,
there's so much to do, Uncle Gus. The police are here.
Of course. But any time if it gets too much to bear.
I'll remember. Thank you. Goodbye, Uncle Gus.
Bless you, my dear.
Augustus?
Yes.
You must have just heard.
It was on the lunchtime news.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see it.
Bert!
Oh, come on now. Come on, I won't help to cry. Not yet. Just a little longer.
I've told them all I know. What do they want from me?
You aren't quite finished with them yet.
But the superintendent said
there's a new one. It doesn't look like police this time. Bit more sinister, I'm afraid.
DI6 again?
He says his name's Kane. Adam Kane.
A bit monotonous, isn't it?
I'd hardly call it that.
No, you probably wouldn't.
I can tell you nothing, Mr. Kane. Nothing more than I have done. Nothing more than I could tell the police.
I believe you.
Then why keep on?
Because I believe that you believe you've nothing to tell me. Nothing you think that's interesting.
What do you mean?
I mean that the coincidence is a bit much, isn't it, love? Two men doing something crazy like shooting their boss when their boss happens to be a vital link in Britain's defence. Two men. And you just happened to be secretary to both of them.
I know what it seems. I know I look very suspicious.
But I believe you're straight.
Thank you.
I also believe that there's something you can tell us, but you just don't think it's important. Something that links you with Farley and McIntyre.
No, there's nothing except...
Except what, Melanie?
No, nothing.
I think we're beginning to get somewhere.
I think I'd like you to leave me alone now.
Mel, you all right?
Who are you?
You saw me downstairs.
That's right, Askin.
Donkin.
The physics man, yeah. What do you want?
Mel, is he harassing you?
No, I'm all right. But really...
No, you're not. Look at you. She's done enough, Kane. You can let her go now.
I'll let her go when I'm good and ready. Now clear off, Donkin.
I'll go if she comes with me.
Edie, heavy boyfriend.
I'll knock your nasty little block off.
Blimey. Mohammed Ali has the same problem, they tell me.
I'm going to be Bert Donkin's secretary, now that McIntyre's dead.
Are you indeed? How's your life insurance, Donkin? I knew I was right. The girl had to be the link. She'd been just about to tell me something when a physicist's boyfriend burst in, swinging punches. I let them go. But I thought a discreet tale might lead somewhere. And somewhere turned out to be a big house, tucked into the corner of a bigger estate, just outside the town of Cambridge.
Dr. Augustus Maxwell. That was the name, wasn't it?
Yeah. What'd you find out?
He's a psychologist. A practicing hypnotist. The doctorate's an American degree. It's not worth anything here. Harley Street think he's a quack.
But his patients don't.
Not by the size of his clientele. We can't legally call it a practice. They pay a great deal of money, and he seems to solve their problems. His security record seems clean enough, although he has been to Russia twice.
It gets more interesting by the second.
And both times for a very legitimate reason. Medical conferences both times.
We know all about those.
Oh, goodness, yes, we do, don't we? Do you think that...
I had a taped bug in our phone, Melanie's. She spoke to him just before I did, this morning. She called him Uncle Gus.
Yes, I checked that. He's certainly not a blood relation. Her father has one sister and the mother was an only child.
You think he was treating McIntyre and Farley?
He certainly seems to be treating a boyfriend. What's his name,
Duncan.
Yes. Bit disturbing, that. He's on the Atomic Energy Board. They have a meeting here in London next week.
Say no more.
What are you going to do?
For starters, I'll get to meet the doctor.
How did you find out about Uncle Gus?
It's the link, isn't it? Farley and McIntyre both went to him.
Yes.
And now Duncan.
You're so very wrong. You wouldn't be talking like this if you knew Gus. He helps people, not kills them.
Then you'll have to remedy that, won't you?
What?
I'll have to meet your Uncle Gus.
I don't know if that would be possible.
Why not?
He chooses the people that see him. He doesn't like frivolous people.
This time, I'm serious. You just don't know how serious I can be.
I still don't know. I can ask him. But I shall have to tell him who you really are. I can't lie to him. That's part of the treatment.
I see. You're a patient?
Oh, yes. I've been with Gus for over 5 years now.
That ugly prickle started at the back of my neck. I shivered. Like someone had walked over my... Oh, stop it. Your imagination does funny things when you let it run wild. I watched her go over to her phone and speak to Dr. Augustus Maxwell. She was speaking very softly, nodding a lot, looking hard at me once or twice. Then she put the phone down and came over.
Dapper?
Yeah?
I think they're on to us.
Who is?
A gentleman from DI-6, if I'm not very much mistaken. A certain Adam Kane.
Kane?
You know him?
Yeah, I know Kane. He's DI-6, all right. A bleeding tough little bird, too.
More to the point, does he know you?
No, never met him. Just heard the boys talking, that's all.
Yeah, then there's still a chance. He can't possibly discover anything here, and...
What's the matter, boss?
You know, Dapper... We might scrap all the work we've done on Donkin.
Why?
Oh, because our Russian friends would pay a lot more to see the head of British Secret Service dead, wouldn't they?
All the way there, she talked and I listened. It was a non-stop eulogy to Augustus Maxwell. You'd have to be a pretty amazing man to live up to all that. Because I liked Melanie Willis. And she was a pretty intelligent girl.
More tea, Mr. Kane? Dapper, pour Mr. Kane another cup. Make it a good, strong cup. You like strong tea, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There. I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
Governor, you mind if I...
No, Dapper. You go right ahead.
Ta. You'll know where to find me.
You've been very quiet, Melanie.
What? Oh, well, that's just because I haven't had much to say. Adam!
Oh, dear. Your tea. You spilled it all over your trousers.
Yeah, stupid.
You look a little pale, Mr. Kane. Are you feeling quite yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine. Could I go and clean this off somewhere?
Come, I'll show you to the bathroom.
Oh, dear,
are you quite sure you can walk, Mr. Kane? Open the door for us, would you, Melanie?
Adam, are you all right?
Yeah. Fine.
Just relax, Mr. Kane. There's not a thing to worry about. No, you're going to be comfortable in a moment. Very comfortable. No anxieties will trouble you.
Fine.
Dapper?
Yeah?
He's going under. Take him up, will you?
Fine. Light as a feather. You're going to have a lovely kip, Adam Kane.
Thank you.
This is where you keep. In here. Now, down onto the bed. Oh, blimey. You all spark out, aren't you? Nice and comfy. Good. Now a pair of handcuffs onto the bedstead. We don't want you running away, do we?
You shouldn't take every fifth of guarding, mate. Not all stupid as Farley and McIntyre.
Stop!
Nice little bit of distracting your boss did while you slipped the Mickey Finn into the second cup of tea. Good psychology, the second cup. It's never suspected. See. Yeah, this is it. Sodium pentothal, I guess. Your turn for the handcuffs, Dapper, my lad.
Oh, don't look so worried, Melanie. It's just a little fainting fit. I'm a doctor.
He looks so ill.
I'll have a look at him in a moment. There's nothing to worry about. Dapper, is he...
Don't bother to get up, Maxwell. Both of you, stay just where you are. Now, Maxwell, suppose you tell this nice lady all the nasty things you've been up to.
A silver pencil.
You've got one, haven't you, Duncan?
Yes, Augustus gave it to me.
Now, let's see.
Here you are.
Yeah, identical. Farley had one, and so did McIntyre. It triggers a response. Powerful transmitter to a wire embedded in here, and the result? Supersonic vibrations. The subject goes into a trance and does what he's been conditioned to do.
And I was going to be the next victim.
Correction, you were going to be the next killer, until I came along.
And they were going to use you?
Yeah. Ali, it didn't happen. Relax, Viv. Your tea's getting cold.
What a horrible thought. Like a cuckoo in the nest.
How's Melanie?
She's in the clinic. Mm-hmm. They'll let her out when they're happy with her. Shouldn't be more than a week or two. She's tough enough to get over it.
I'll make it up to her, Mr. Kane. I really will.
You better, mate. Or I'll knock your nasty little block off.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.